Hey, yo.
This is breaking news.
Check it out.
It's hot off the wire.
Off the wire.
With Al Freitas.
Hey, it's Freitas. Here's your hot off the wire. Ray J pleaded not guilty to sexual battery and vandalism charges after accusations that he groped a woman and it broke a police car window during an incident in May. He goes back to court later this month. Could get 4 years in prison. Diddy demanding that President Obama intervene in the unrest in Ferguson. Diddy posted a video and urged his followers to create their own videos and to send them to the White House. Meanwhile, J. Cole and Nelly actually went to Ferguson. J. Cole also paid tribute to Michael Brown on his song, Be Free. Kevin Hart's ex-wife, Tori, got to see her exotic, light-skinned replacement up close and personal because after the premiere of her new show, she and some of the crew went to the strip club where Kevin and his new fiance, Aniko, were having her 30th birthday / engagement party. The two saw each other, but there were no real issues. However, Kevin did make it rain in the club to the tune of $40,000, we hear. Earl Sweatshirt says Taylor Swift's new video for Shake It Off is perpetuating black stereotypes to the same demographics of white girls who hide their prejudice by proclaiming their love of the culture. That's a quote, by the way. One part of the video features a Taylor in front of a group of scantily clad twerking dancers while donning flashy hoop earrings and gold chains. I'm Al Freitas. That's hot off the wire. If you want more stuff, go to therestpartmorningshow.com. Plus, you can tweet and Instagram us at Russ Parr Show. And you can hit me up via Twitter at Freitas Flicks. Bye.